Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Jeremy Soule is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. He joins us once again. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing?
It's not every day that we have another Jeremy on the show. It's nice to be among other Jeremys.
I agree. It's like are we hearing a feedback loop of Jeremys?
Exactly, exactly. Okay, let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is called Forever. It's by Ciroc.
My idols still move me. My life is a movie like Raheem and Mookie. I'm just trying to do the right thing. Hope that it improves me. My bamboos accustomed to me. You'll be soon accustomed to me. This tomorrow I got royal hemoglobin coursing through me. And my strength is now inhuman. I get that straight from my homie. Signed and sealed from out the grill of yours and truly.
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up. Cause you're so damn fine just the way you better are. Shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up. Cause you're so damn fine just
overnight. I was in that mirror like 4 or 5 times a week on my mind. Beats reciting affirmations like holy rights, and I still don't know everything.
I feel like we're hearing, even from KCRW DJs, about a lot of great female rappers right now. Is there a big resurgence going on?
Well, I mean, I'd like to think maybe there's just some shine being put on them, but they've always been there. And Ciroc is one of those who's fierce spirituality and fierce beauty. You know, she has a sophisticated amount of wordplay. I just love when any hip hop artist is rhyming and they don't need to just always have references to show how much they know just about hip hop.
What do you mean by that? Who are you thinking of there?
Like almost every single rapper across the board would talk about things that only other people that are in
that business
hip-hop or
know.
Of that culture will know, even if it's a name brand of a clothes or a liquor or a car. It's kind of always like there's an inside story being told that the outside probably won't understand. And if she does those kinds of references, it's very rarely material items. She's talking about, you know, she might talk about a type of incense or something like that, or things that ways that she was brought up, what her mother might use when she did her hair when she was younger. You know, it's sweeter. I think it's a feminine take, and it's nice to see when somebody uses what's normally a masculine energy, but I'll say an aggressive energy, and only aggressive meaning that she's strongly going at something. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she's angry, but that she is going after it, and what she's going after is peace and self-love, and that's all.
Okay, well, let's get to the next one. This is something from an artist who is no longer with us, but this is new. It was never released before. This is Marvin Gaye's Piece of Clay.
Father, stop criticizing your son. Mother, please leave your daughters alone. That's what's wrong with the world, today. Oh. Everybody wants somebody to be their own piece of clay. Oh. Everybody wants somebody to be their own piece of clay.
Wow, to hear that voice doing something that you haven't heard that voice doing before is pretty amazing.
You got me shedding a little man tear up in here in the studio here. I'm composed, but this is Marvin. This is one of my favorites, quite possibly my favorite artist, my favorite voice of all times. And Marvin's one of those people that literally, he just constantly was in the studio, and he played so many of the instruments by himself, and almost everything he has, he does all of his own backup vocals, maybe because his heart was broken when his previous singing partner passed away too soon, and all of a sudden he doesn't have that female voice, and almost from then on he had like 12 backup vocals of himself at all times.
How was this one not released before?
Yeah, good question. You know, I don't know why it was shelved by the label. This was actually the record after What's Going On. It's called You're the Man, I should say. The name of the album is called You're the Man. And that song came out as a single. Apparently, I've heard word that this wasn't released because of it was a little too controversial, speaking on some of the things that was going on in the with government. Even the song You're the Man is about the election, you know, about taxing, busing the people. How, if you can handle these specific issues, then you're the man and I gotta vote for you, you know. And it wasn't about any one artist, about any one politician. It was a call for them to step up and realize that the people are going to decide their fate, if we can believe that that works in democracy. And for the record, I don't think I have ever heard a ballad or even any Marvin Gaye song start with an electric guitar solo.
Well, we'll put it up at hereandnow.org so that people can check out the whole thing. The next one that you brought us is called Yo Quisiera. This is by Grupo Fantasma.
Yo quisiera vivir en el cielo y sentado en las nubes recorrer el mundo. Yo quisiera jugar con las aves que felices vuelan sin temor alguno.
Now, Grupo Fantasma, they have won a Grammy. Tell us more about them.
Grupo Fantasma has a crazy story. First of all, they are out of Austin, Texas. Latin funk group, if I want to try to simplify and categorize their music. But there's so much more than that. A lot of people do or do not know that Grupo Fantasma, the purple one himself, Prince, heard them and said, hey, go get these guys and bring them to Paisley Park. And I want to jam with them. And they have some of the funniest stories about that time, because they were in there for a while. He has like a whole, like a hangar almost at Paisley Park that's basically a live music venue. It's not even a music studio. It's like a, they were on a stage all set up, jamming, of course, learning his material, because that's what they were told to do. He takes a long time to show up in the studio. And he goes around and walks around one by one to each one of them, listening, as if doing a lap around them and judging them. And they definitely felt like that's exactly what he was doing. And then he goes, excuse me. And then he asks each one of them to step off their instrument. And then he plays their instrument and completely takes them to school. Every single one of them. It's his music. And he's like, no, it's more like this. I mean, drums, guitar, bass,
wow,
keys. Every single one of them, he went around and said, no, play it like this. And then they ended up being his touring band. They played with him on the ALMA Awards, and they played all of his after parties. And they were Prince's band for a long time, even though their music sounded nothing like Prince. So he saw just the chops and the talent in their playing.
I think we could go on with you all day long, Jeremy, with some of these songs and the stories behind them. But let's just get to the last one we have time for right now, which is Catch Me, I'm Fallen. This is by Kelly Finnegan.
So much is said about love,
this is great too, and it sounds kind of like a blast from the past.
I mean, it is on so many levels. That there's this beautiful resurgence right now of people who are returning to that dusties, soldies kind of stuff, so oldies mm-hmm. which is just so reminiscent of our East LA lowrider movement we've got here, of people just cruising in their beautiful, classic, restored cars and just cruising at the very lowest time down Whittier Boulevard or something like that, or meeting up in the back of some burger joint for those beautiful car shows and their works of art. And we got that dreamy reverb on the main vocalist. They're almost always about complete heartbreak, and there's some of the most beautiful music ever played when it comes to just an emotional connection to the instruments. There's a lot of vibraphones in the back. There's a lot of warmth in the back. You'll hear an acoustic guitar in that one, but that's about one of the only sharper, choppier things, and everything else is very smooth and warm and calming.
That is Jeremy Soule, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Jeremy, thanks so much. As always, great picks today.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you, man.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.